Dear Lord, dear Jesus, thank you.
亲爱的主，亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
I'm standing here trembling in this holy place.
我们恐惧战兢站在这个圣地。
And we all have a holy heart here to worship you.
愿我们都有一颗圣洁的心来敬拜你。
We thank you for revealing to us your will so that we can follow you daily.
主，我们谢谢你，你把你的旨意来向我们启示，我们可以来跟随你。
And we pray that you will give us a strong faith that we can walk in this world no matter how hard this world looks like to us.
主，我们求你给我们一颗坚固的信心，不管这个世界情况怎么样，主，我们可以来坚定的来跟随你。
And I thank you.For shed your life so that we can reconcile with the Father.
主，我们谢谢你，你舍了你的宝血，我们可以与父神来和好。
So that we can have intimate relationship with Jesus and to walk our life here.
我们可以与主有一个亲密的关系，我们也可以一起来行走这个天路。
And thank you for giving us one body.
主，我们谢谢你给我们这样你的这个身体。
So that we can care.For each other.
这样我们可以学习来彼此的爱护。
And thank you for giving me our family who are supporting me throughout the whole my journey here.
主，我们谢谢你，你给我们家庭可以在这个这个荣耀的道路上，主可以来支持，互相支持。
And we thank you for giving us the church and to pray for us throughout the whole our journey here.
主，我们谢谢你你给我们这个所有的教会的弟兄姐妹，我们在这个属天的这个道路中主，我们可以彼此的带导。
And so that we have a faith that we can walk on this earth and no matter what happened to us.
主，我们可以有这样的信心我们在这个世上不管有什么难处，我们都可以来行走这条天路。
And we also remember your prayer to us.
主，我们谢谢你让我们记得你的叫我们的祷告。
Hallowed be your name.
愿世人都尊你的名为圣。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
将祷告奉救主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Please be seated, everyone.
大家请坐。
Firstly, let's read the Bible verses. And since the Bible verse today is pretty long, so what we're going to do is we're going to read them together.And whether you read English, Chinese, whatever the language, please use your Bible and take out your Bible and let's read together.
好，我们先读一些圣经因为今天圣经比较长，所以我们就中文英文一起。
And the PowerPoint also shows the Chinese and English at the same time so you can read concurrently.
Yeah, 大家用中文或者英文可以一起来读。
The first part, which is the Matthew chapter 6, verses 9-11. So that, and the second part is the 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8-16. And the third part is the book of John, chapter 6, and the verse 1-13. So we can read together once we find them.
好，我们读的几处经文是马太福音6章9-11节。列王志上17:8-16，还有约翰福音6:11-13。
Okay, let's read it together.
好，我们一起来读。
Pray then in this way, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks, And he called to her and said, please give me a little water in a jar and then that I may drink as she was going to. Okay. As she was going together, he called to her and said, please bring me a piece of bread in your hand. But he said, as the Lord your God live, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the bowl and a little oil in the jar. And behold, I am gathering a few sticks that I may go in and prepare for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Then Elijah said to her, do not fear, go do as you have said, but make me a little bread cake from it first and bring it out to me, and afterward you may make one for yourself and for your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty, until the day that the Lord send rain on the face of the earth. So she went and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and her household ate for many days. The bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of the oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah. John 6, 1-13. Please. After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the sign which he was performing on those who were sick. Then Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jew, was near. Therefore Jesus, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a large crowd was coming to him, said to Philip, where are we to buy bread so that these may eat? He was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, but what are these for so many people? Jesus said, have the people sit down. Now there was such much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus then took the loaves and had given thanks. He distributed to those who were seated, likewise also of the fish as much as they wanted. When they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the leftover fragments so that nothing will be lost. So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. And thanks to God's word.
感谢神的话。
All right, good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. And thank the Lord. We had a very successful VBS last week.
弟兄姐妹朋友们大家早上好。 我们感谢神，上星期我们有一个非常成功的暑假圣经学校。
And we had about 34 students and 19 co-workers working through the VBS.
我们总共有34个学生，有19位同工一起在参加这个VBS。
We really want to thank Xiaolin and all the co-workers for hard work to make such a successful VBS under such a difficult time with the COVID.
非常感谢小林还有其他的同工在这个非常困难的这个COVID 的这个情况下，我们有一个非常成功的一个 VBS.
So even after the VBS, the parents requested to keep the decorations for more weeks so that we can still enjoy the VBS atmosphere.
结束以后，很多家长要求大家可以把这个 VBS 这个装饰可以能够多保留几个星期，让大家可以更多来感受一下这个气氛。
And last week, there are 5 new kids coming to our children worship from the VBS who never attended our church before.
So, 所以上个礼拜天就有5个新的小朋友第一次来参加我们教会的这个儿童的崇拜。
And we see new faces coming to our worship last week from the families from the VBS as well.
而且我们在这个成人的敬拜中也看见很多这个家庭都第一次来参加我们的敬拜。
So really, we thank the Lord for all these blessings to us.
我们实在是为神给我们这样的祝福来感谢他。
And also during the VBS, and I also have greatly experienced God's word from each of the five Bible stories that I taught the kids during the week.
对我而言，在这个 VBS 这个星期里面，我个人亲身经历了，就是神在这个五个这个圣经故事里面所让我学到了很多。
And this year's theme is about food. It's called the Food Truck Party.
今年这个主题呢是关于食物，这个题目是餐车派对。
So all of the five stories are related to food.
所有的五个圣经故事呢都是和食物有关。
So the day one is about the manna and the quail.
第一天的故事呢是关于这个玛拿和鹌鹑。
So the exit stories are about God providing food for the Israelite people in the wilderness.
就是说在这个出埃及记的时候，出埃及的时候，神在旷野里面为以色列人预备食物。
And the second story is about the Elijah and the widow and the endless of oil.
第二个故事呢，就是关于以利亚还有寡妇，还有那个用不尽的油。
And the third story is about the Daniel who refused to eat the king's food but only eat vegetable and water.
第三天的故事呢，是关于丹尼里和他的朋友们，他们不吃这个王给他们的食物，他们只吃这个蔬菜和水。
And the fourth story is about Jesus feeding the 5,000 with the five loaves and the two fishes.
第四个故事呢，就是说耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
And the last story is about resurrected Jesus cooked the meal for the disciples, which is the same meal that he had fed the 5,000 people, bread and fish.
第五天的故事呢，就是耶稣，就是复活后的耶稣为他的门徒预备早餐，是同样的，就像那个五饼二鱼的故事一样，是用饼和鱼来为他们预备。
Today I want to share two of the stories from the VBS and how it impacts our lives and how it tells us how to live our life which is blessed and abundant.We can live the whole life in this world and to glorify God.
今天呢，我就用其中的两个故事来与大家分享。希望我们从里面可以学习我们怎样在这个世上生活，怎样可以过一个蛮有祝福、可以丰富的一个丰盛的一个生活。
So let us just start over. I want to show you the 9 minutes video which we showed in the VBS Parent Night on Friday night. And so let's watch that first, and then we'll continue.
我们下面就一起来看一个九分钟的一个录像，是在这个 VBS 这个有个家长的晚上一起看的一个录像。
After delivering this kind of news to an evil king, God knew it would be best for Elijah to get out of town. So Elijah went to hang out by a brook. Sorry, I meant to say that Elijah went to hang out by a brook, a little stream. This is where God provided water and fresh food delivered by birds. But since there had not been rain for a long time, The brook eventually dried up.
Oh boy.
God knew this would happen, so God told Elijah to go to Zarephath, where a widow would provide him with food. No. A window didn't provide him food. It was a widow.
Oh.
When Elijah showed up in Zarephath, he indeed found a widow gathering sticks for a fire. He asked her for a drink of water. When she left to bring him some water, Elijah said, "Oh, and could you also bring me some bread, please?" At this, the woman told him that she didn't have any food at all. "I only have a handful of flour in a jar and little olive oil in a bottle." In fact, she was only gathering sticks for a fire to make one last meal for herself and her son. But Elijah told her to first make him a loaf of bread from the last of her ingredients. Then she could make some bread for herself and her son. Elijah knew this sounded a little strange, and that the woman was probably a little scared. So he told her, "Don't be afraid. God has told me that your ingredients will not run out until the day it rains again." The woman looked at her tiny bit of flour and at her tiny bit of olive oil. Then she looked back at Elijah. Her trust in God was bigger than her fear of having no food. She poured out the flour, then poured out the oil. After mixing all the ingredients, she baked the bread. When the bread was done, she served it to Elijah. She then went right back to cooking. Miraculously, the jars of flour and oil did not go empty for a long time. In fact, she was able to make many, many meals from those jars until rain finally came back to the land. God provided daily bread for the widow and her son. And that's how it happened in the Bible. The Bible tells us that when Jesus was in town, people took notice. He frequently attracted a crowd of people who wanted to see what he would do next. Although not everyone believed that Jesus was the Son of God, they couldn't deny that his miracles were supernatural. John chapter 6 tells us about one of those miracles, a supernatural lunch. One day, Jesus and his disciples crossed the Galilee Sea and walked up a mountain. They weren't alone, however. As Jesus looked up, he saw a large crowd coming toward him. I said a large crowd came toward him? It was more like 5,000 men, plus women and children. So that meant there were a lot of people. Jesus was a great host, however. He didn't want any of his guests to go hungry. Jesus didn't have a personal chef or caterer, however.
What?
So he turned to one of his disciples, Philip, and asked him, "Where should we buy food to feed this crowd?" Really, Jesus already knew how he was going to feed the crowd. He simply wanted to test Philip. Philip tried to quickly add up the cost of feeding the large crowd. He said, "Even if there was a food truck parked right there, it would take half a year's salary to pay for enough food for all these people." While Philip was still thinking about the cost, Andrew went searching for whatever food he could find. Surely someone had packed a sandwich, granola bar, or even a breath mint. Although he didn't find any of those things, he did find a small lunch brought by one of the children. Did I mention that it was a small lunch? It was only 5 small pieces of bread and 2 little fish. What good is that for a crowd this big? This is when Jesus launched Operation Feed the Crowd. It was one of the earliest outdoor potluck lunches ever recorded. The only thing on the menu was bread and fish. Of course, 5 small loaves of bread and 2 little fish wasn't enough food for 5,000 men, plus women and children. But in the hands of Jesus, miracles happen. And wow, did it happen on this day. Jesus took the food and thanked God. Then he passed around the food so everyone could get as much as they wanted. Some people in the back were probably getting a little nervous, but when Jesus caters an event, you never run out of good food. In fact, when everyone had all the food they wanted to eat, Jesus asked his disciples to bust the tables. No, I said they bussed the tables. That means they cleaned up after everyone ate their meal. So the disciples picked up all that was left over, and they had 12 full baskets of food left over. Jesus turned division of food into multiplication of food. It was a fantastic miracle that reminds us that even when a little is given to God, it can grow much more than we could ever imagine. And that's how it happened in the Bible.
So as you can see, these stories display the awesome power of our God and Jesus.
大家可以看到这些故事里面, 显示了神和耶稣这个大能。
And we should all thank God for his power, and we should rely on our all-powered God, our powerful God.
我们都应该为神的这个大能而感谢他,赞美他,而且我们也来依靠他。
But in this VBS, God gave us his message from a different angle.
但是从这个VBS这个故事里面,神让我们来从另外一个角度来看这些故事。
Looking at the miracle from how he involved the people to accomplish the miracles.
来看到他怎么样把人也包括进来,来实现他的这个神迹。
So hopefully this message can show you how we can better understand our role in the God's continued miracles and understand how we can live a blessed and abundant life.
希望通过这个信息让大家可以更多的来意识到我们怎样来在神的这个也参与神的这个施工让神的这个神迹可以更多的来实现在我们中间我们也可以过一个更加 丰富而且蒙恩的生活。
So let's look at these two stories. First, the story of Elijah and the widow and the endless of oil.
我们先看一下第一个故事，就是以利亚和这个寡妇的故事。
So because of time limit, I'm going to skip the description of the story itself because you read the Bible verses You saw the story on the screen in the video, so you should know about what this story is about.
因为大家已经读过了圣经的经节，也看过了这个录像，所以我们就我相信大家已经知道这个故事了。
So what I'm going to talk is from the following four points.
所以我想讲的就是下面有四点。
Actually, five points. Sorry, as in the PowerPoint.
有五点。
Yeah, first, God's will for us is often revealed in stages.
第一点就是神对我们的旨意常常是分阶段来向我们来启示。
And a lot of time people will ask, "What do tell me your will so that I know what to do?"
经常我们会看见人会说对神说请告把你的这个旨意告诉我，这样我就知道怎么去做。
And young people will say, "Tell me your will for my spouse so that I can know who to marry."
特别对年轻人来说，你的旨意是让我与谁结婚呢？
Or tell me whether this job is for me or that job is for me.
或者对神说，告诉我是不是这个工作适合我，还是另外一个工作适合我？
But sometimes God did not tell you exactly what you need to do.
但有些时候神并没有告诉我你下步应该怎样去做。
But from this story it tells us God's will for us is staged.
但从这个故事里面我们可以看到神对我们旨意呢有时候是分阶段向我们来启示。
So God's will to Elijah, he did not tell Elijah the second step until Elijah followed the instruction of God and finished that task and obeyed.
神并没有告诉以利亚第二步应该怎样去做，但是他一直要等到以利亚遵守神的命令，完成了第一步的这个神的命令。
As in the video that God sent him to the brook first and lived there.
在这个故事里面，我们可以看到，神先把以利亚派到了一个叫基利希的地方，
right.
让他住在那里。
And the ravens to provide the food and the water from the brook, right?
然后让一个乌鸦来把这个饼和食物来那个送给他。
And Elijah obeyed and lived there.
然后以利亚就顺服了神的旨意，然后他就住在那里。
But eventually that brook dried up.
但后来呢，那个溪水呢就枯干了。
And the raven stopped coming.
那个乌鸦也不来了。
And then at that time God said to Elijah, "Go to that town, Zarephath."
然后这时候神告诉以利亚说，你去那一个叫撒勒法的地方。
And a widow there will provide you food.
那里有一个寡妇会供应你。
And so from this we can see Elijah does not know the second step until the first step is already followed and already done.
从这里我们可以看到以利亚并不知道他的神让他做第二步的这个动作，他一定要他顺从了神的旨意，他完成了神的给他第一个的这个命令。
And when we think about the story of manna and the quail, it's the same similar situation.
我们如果思想一下这个玛拿和这个鹌鹑的故事的话，好像是也同样的一个原则。
Remember, God only provided one day's manna and the quail in one day.
记得在旷野里面神是向以色列人每天只供应他们每天的需要。
Some people worried, so they gather 2 days worth of food.
有些人就很忧虑，他们就会一天就会收集超过一天的这个食物。
So what happened to that extra food? It's spoiled, right?
大家知道那个他们多收集的多余的食物后来怎么样呢？后来都坏掉了。
So the message is the same. Basically, you prepare for today, you're not.You don't prepare today for the today, tomorrow, and the whole God will provide in the future.
所以这个呢，就像我们看到，就是我们每天呢，神会给我们供应我们今天的需要，我们也不需要为明天或者将来去预备。
So the question we ask is that because God is not able to provide a whole week's food in one day?
有人或许会问，是不是神没有能力来一天就供应我们七天的这个食物呢？
Absolutely not. God can make that happen, right?
当然不是，神完全可以这样做。
But God provided us one day, one food for one day for our benefit.
但是神每天只供应我们每天的需要呢，是为了我们的益处。
So don't think that because in the old days there's no refrigerator, so that's why the food is spoiled.
不要以为说在那个以前的时候，因为没有冰箱，所以食物会坏掉。
And so, remember we talk about the read about the verse that Matthew chapter 6, the prayer that Jesus wants us to pray for.
大家还记得我们一开始读的那个耶稣教导我们那个主导文
？Which is that verse is our main course for the whole week. Give us this day our daily bread.
其实那几节经文呢，也是这个 VBS 几天里面的一个最基本的一个经文，就是说我们每日的饮食你赐给我们。
So Jesus didn't teach us that this way. Give us this day all the bread we will ever need for the rest of our lives.
耶稣没有这样教我们说，请你给我们一生所有需要的食物，你都今天赐给我们。
So God wanted us to have a relationship with Him daily.
神希望我们可以天天与他有这样一个关系。
So what's important here is that.Building a relationship with God is more important than the material itself.
神建立一个关系比我们得到的这些物质上的东西更加重要。
So if you think about it, if God gave you the whole year's food in one day, do you need God anymore?
大家想一下，如果神一次就给了你一年的你需要的食物，那你是不是还会去寻求神呢？
You will say, God, I don't need you. Maybe next year I come back and ask you again.
你可能会对神说：“今年我不需要你了，神，明年我再来找你。”
So it's the same way for us when we live in this world. We don't want to ask for, you know, tomorrow and the whole year stuff, right?
所以就给我们的一个学到的就是我们在世上我也不需要寻求，就是要得到将来或者说这一年的这个需要的东西。
So look at myself. I have worked from home for the last 14 years since 2008.
就我个人的经历来看，我从2008年开始已经在就是在家上班有14年。
But this is not like in 2008. I never imagined that I would be able to work from home for 14 years.
但是在2008年的时候，我从来没有想到我会在家工作那么长时间。
But when we have faith in God will provide us, God makes it happen.
当我们信靠神的时候，神也供应我们，事情就会这样发生。
And not because that we didn't go through all the difficulty times through the years, but I have the faith that God will provide me no matter what happens. Even if He take away my work today, I still have the faith that He can provide me tomorrow.
在过去这些年里面，并不是说没有遇到过困难，但是我一直相信神会供应。所以，就便是今天神把我的工作拿掉，我也会相信神仍然会供应我。
So as I gave the testimony during the several years ago, the Thanksgiving time.About this and also I have experienced the company split and also layoffs many times and miraculously my remote work continues.
我在几年前的一个感恩节的聚会上曾经分享过一个这样一个见证。的确在过去这些年里面公司经过了很多的这种公司的这个分开包括裁人。就是非常奇妙，我的这个可以在家上班这个工作呢，可以一直能够保存下来。
So as long as I have the flexible work schedule, I can take care of the family, I can serve the church. I'm happy with what I have.
Yeah, 因着有这样可以比较弹性的工作，所以我可以照顾我的家人，也可以在教会里更好的服侍。
And I'm happy to have the opportunity to serve the VBS while working in the same week.
这样我也真是就上个星期可以一边工作，一边可以在 VBS 里面服侍。
The second point I want to say is that God's will revealed in each stage should be obeyed, just as Elijah did.
我想讲第二点，就是说神在每个阶段向我们所启示的这个旨意呢，应该我们人应该去遵从。就
像 so if Elijah didn't go to the brook and live there, maybe he does not have the second stage of will.
就好像以利亚一样，若他没有顺从神第一个步骤，让他去那个基利西，那可能也就没有第二个步骤，让他去那个寡妇的地方。
The same way, Elijah did not question God's instruction, say, how can a widow in the Gentile town, so poor a person, provide me with the food?
同样我们也看见以利亚他没有去询问神说一个外邦的一个寡妇又那么穷，他怎么能够来支持我呢？
Maybe you say, okay, let me correct God's instruction, do something else to help God.
他也没有说让我来帮助神，来纠正一下神的这个命令。
Maybe go to a very rich area and live there instead.
或许去一个非常富足的一个地方，然后住在那里。
Elijah followed God's instruction.
所以以利亚就顺服了神的这个命令。
Didn't question God, just follow and obey.
他没有质疑神的命令，他只是很简单的就是顺从。
So our lesson is we should do the same. Listen to God's instruction given us today.
所以我们的所学到的就是说我们要顺从神的命令，今天所给我的命令。
And unconditionally obey it.
所以无条件的来顺服。
Don't question God's will. Don't try to correct God's instruction thinking we are doing a favor for God.
不要想着就是我们来质疑神的这个命令，或者说我们想着来帮助神，来给他把他的命令变得更好。
And the third point I want to make is God's goodness is accomplished through us by sharing what we have with one another.
我想分享第三点呢，就是说神的这个旨意呢，有时候会通过我们之间的这个分享来成就。
Elijah shared his food.
以利亚分享了他的食物
which is a promise from God that food would be provided for him.
这个食物呢是神应许他会供应给他的。
He is willing to be the vessel for God's blessing to pass on to the widow and her family.
他自己愿意成为那个器皿，然后让神的祝福呢从他可以流到这个寡妇和他的家人。
The widow shared her food with Elijah.
这个寡妇呢也把她的食物分享给以利亚。
Even when she had very little.
虽然她只有很少。
But she had believed in the faith that God and Elijah had will provide.
但是她就相信了神的话，也相信以利亚的话，因为说神会供应。
So in this story, because of their willingness to share, God makes sure thateach of us will have food and don't go hungry.
所以在这个故事里面我们可以看见因着以利亚和这个寡妇他们愿意来分享，所以神就让每一个人都得到了饱足。
And so look at from this and when we share and then we can witness God's goodness among his people.
所以当我们愿意来分享的时候，我们就能看到神的这个良善在他的百姓中可以得到成就。
During this VBS, Sister Charlene gave a testimony about the sharing among the churches.
在 VBS 里面，这个小玲姐妹给我们有一个分享，关于这个教会之间互相帮助的一个事情。
So when we were ready to purchase the crafts for the VBS, we found out the publisher ran out of the crafts.
当我们开始向这个去买这个做 VBS 这个手工的时候，我们发现这个出版商呢，他已经都卖光了。
Nothing is available.
Sorry.
Yeah, nothing is available anymore.
Okay, 就是说他们已经没货了。
And so, how can we run a craft station without crafts?
那没有手工，我们怎么样来做这个手工这个节目呢
？And so, Sister Sharon.Reached out all the churches the previous have run this type of VBS and say, do you have anything for us?
所以小莲姐妹就像这个其他的有曾经办过同样一个主这个 VBS 主题的这些教会去求助，就是说我你们有没有什么可以帮助我们的
？So immediately there are two churches from around the country and responded, "We will provide you with the crafts."
然后很快就有两个在这个两个教会就回应说，他们说我们可以帮助你们。
One is in North Carolina, the other is in California.
一个是在北卡州，一个是在加州。
And better yet, all they charge us either free of charge or only the shipping cost.
而且更感恩的是，他们要么就是说免费送给我们，要么就是说只让我们负担这个运费。
So this is a living testimony of how churches share the what they have, and so that God.People all get the food they need.
这就是一个活的一个见证，就是说教会怎么样可以互相的来分享神的祝福，这样可以神的儿女都可以得到这个他们所需要的。
So as we run the BBS, we can experience that vividly. God's sharing is here.
所以在这个整个 VBS 过程中，我们都可以亲身的这个体会到这个神的。供应就在我们的中间。
So the next point I want to make is sharing is for first part, not for leftover.
还有一点我想给大家分享的，就是说，在分享的时候，是把你最好的先拿出来，而不是把剩下的拿出来。
In the story of Elijah, what Elijah asked is, "Give me the bread first before you make for yourself."
我们如果仔细看这个以利亚这个故事的时候，可以看到以利亚对那寡妇说：“你先为我做一个饼，然后你再为你和你的儿子做。”
So the faith is, even if you have little, you still contribute and share the first part.
所以呢，就是说，我们学到就是说，虽然有时候你只有很少的部分，但是你仍然把先拿出来，来分享。
So when we have a plenty.We are willing to share. It's not difficult.
当我们很充足的时候，我们拿来分享好像不是很难。
But it is most important that when you have little and you're willing to share.
但是很重要的一点就是，当我们只有很少一部分的时候，很少的东西的时候，我们是不是也愿意来分享？
And it is very empowering to know that we have the faith that we have the ability to give even if we are lacking.
所以。我们因着有我们的信心，我们可以说在我们只有很少的时候，甚至我们自己还缺乏的时候，我们仍然可以拿出来分享。
So this has a powerful impact on me as an approach to how to deal with the things in this world, or what personally family we have, or what the resource we have as a church.
在这让我意识到这一点呢，结果对我有个很大的一个触动，让我在面对怎样来处理家里的事情，甚至社会上包括这个教会的一些资源的时候，我知道怎么样来做判断。
I know that for the deacons probably know I have 180 degrees change from my position from as a protector and worried about what happened to a more willing to share.
执事们或许会意识到我有一个180度的一个转变，就本来呢可能我是来一个处在一个保护或者担心的一个角度立场，转变成一个来愿意分享的一个立场。
That's because of this story that has a big impact on me.
那就是因为这个以利亚的这个故事对我有很大的一个影响。
So last point I want to make is that sharing is not just a good behavior, but it is vital to God's blessing.
第五点我想分享就是说，我想跟大家讲就是说，分享不只是一个好的行为，而是神祝福的一个很关键的一个渠道。
So the widow's share.Is vital in this miracle of endless of oil and flour.
这个寡妇愿意来分享，是在这个用不尽的油这个神迹里面一个非常关键的一点。
But I want to leave the detail of this to the next story, and because it's very similar. So I will just summarize what I have talked about in this story here.
我会把这一点上我会在下一个故事里面更多的来讲提到，但下面我只是讲一下我的一个总结。
So from this story, sharing what we have or even what we barely have could mean a big thing.
在这故事里面可以看到，我们来分享我们所有的，甚至说我们好像几乎都没有的东西，是一个非常重要的事情。
As it displays the character of goodness from God.
这能够显示出神的良善。
So by doing so, we may have enabled the power of God, the miracle to happen.
我们一定愿意来照神的这个命令来做，然后神的旨意就才会成就，这个神迹才会出现。
So how to live a blessed life and an abundant life? Entrust the best part of what we have to God and share what we have.
所以怎样才能过一个蒙祝福而且又丰富的丰盛的生活呢？就是要把神托付给我们的愿意拿出来分享。
And this is true for us individually, true for us as a family, and true for us as a whole church.
这一点对于我们个人或者家庭或者教会来讲都是真实的。
Okay, so now let's talk about the second story, which is in the New Testament. It's Jesus feed the 5,000 with the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes.
好，我们下面就看在新约里面这个故事，就是耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱5,000人。
It's a similar story, but it's a different setting. It's in the New Testament versus the Old Testament.
这个两个故事很相似，只不过一个是在旧约时候，一个是在新约。
What I want you to take a look at is how Jesus involved the people in this miracle.
我想让大家注意的就是说，耶稣怎样在这个神迹的时候。 也把人包括进来。So
in this miracle, first he asked his disciple Philip, "Where are we going to buy the bread so that we can feed them?"
在这故事里面，他是先问他的门徒腓力，他说：“我们去哪里去买饼，可以喂饱这些人呢？” So
he involved his disciple in this problem-solving process.
所以他就在这个。 解决问题的过程中，也把他的门徒也包括进来。So
even though Philip cannot fathom the solution with, you know, what his limited knowledge and wisdom he has, nevertheless, Jesus invited him to face the giant problem.
虽然腓力用他所有限的知识，他没有能够想出来的一个办法来解决这个问题，但是呢，耶稣把他。 也包括在这个解决问题这个过程里面。
Sometimes we think from this word and say it is impossible.
有些时候我们按照这个世界上的这个方法来想，我们觉得这是不可能的。
But Jesus want to train us and want us to experience problem and also train us to change our thinking.
所以耶稣有时候他会让我们也来。 进入了这个，一起来面对这个问题，然后一起来经历，让我们来改变我们这个思想的这个方式。Not
to use our own wisdom and ability in this world.
不是用这个世上的这些智慧和方法。But
leap forward to Him, and having the faith that His power can provide the food.
而是来转向他。 然后靠着神的这个能力来提出来这个供应。
So next, Jesus also asked the disciples to organize them in 50 and do a circle or in row, and basically they need to organize, right?
当我们也看到耶稣让他的门徒来指挥这些百姓们坐下，就是50个人一排。
And then finally ask them to get the basket and collect the leftovers and with the 12 full basket of leftovers.
也看到最后耶稣让他的门徒用篮子去收集那些剩下的，最后有12个篮子。
So the miracle happened because the disciples followed Jesus' instructions.
所以这个神迹能够实现，是因为他的耶稣的门徒来顺从他的命令。
The miracle happened because the little boy is willing to share his 5 bread and 2 fishes.
这个神迹能够实现，也是因为那个小孩儿童愿意把他的五饼二鱼拿出来分享。
So what can we get from this very familiar story in the miracle story in the New Testament?
所以我们从这个圣经故事里面能够学到什么呢？
So I summarize into these 4 points here.
我总结了四点。
The first is, do not underestimate what we have and what we can do to make a difference.
第一点呢，就是说我们不要低估我们所有的，和我们所能够做的，可以来，能够产生一些效果。
So one lunchbox from a boy is small and insignificant to feed the crowd of 5,000 plus women and children.
对于那个孩子的那个午餐盒来讲，只有5饼2鱼，对于喂饱这5000人几乎是没有什么用处。
If we think that way, then we will talk ourselves into not to contribute, not to share.
如果我们也这么想的话，我们就会觉得那我们不需要分享，也不需要来。拿出来。
And so we can think of, if without the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, would this miracle still happen? You can think about it.
大家可以想一想，如果没有这五饼二鱼的话，那个神迹是不是还会成就呢？
So we can think of the boy's lunchbox beyond the food.
我们可以想一想，我们就说这个儿童的这个所拿出来这个午餐的盒并不只是食物而已。
You can apply to your time, your skill, your money, or anything else that you may have from the Lord.
对，所以我们拿回不仅是这个食物，我们也可以想象我们会奉献我们的时间或者金钱，或者说我们的这个努力。
Do you have the same kind of thinking? Say, all I have is a little, and it will not make any difference, so I don't need to contribute.
大家是不是也有这样的想法？就是说，我这个非常少的一点，拿出来估计也没什么用处。
But I want to you to look at this miracle story. 5 bread make a big difference.
所以我想让大家看一下这个故事，就是说这个五饼二鱼看似很小，但是却产生了一个非常大的一个区别。
So the second point I want to make is the abundant life start with sharing what we have and entrust what we have into God's hand.
我想分享讲第二点呢，就是说当我们愿意把我们的这个所有的放交托在神的手上的时候，我们的这个丰盛的生命就会开始。
The wisdom of this world is protect what you have.
这个世上的智慧是保护你所有的。
And the more we share and give away, the less we will have.
你给出去的越多，你剩下的就越少。
But the wisdom of God's kingdom is this: the more you we share, the more we will receive in return from God.As God will ensure that all have abundance after our sharing.
但是神国的这个智慧呢，是说，当你愿意奉献出分享更多的时候，你会从神那里得到更多，这样神就会保证所有的人都会有这个丰富的生活。
We can see from these two stories, the Elijah and the widow, how they shared, and how the little boy shared, and how it become abundant.
我们可以从这两个故事里面看到，以利亚和那个寡妇他们怎么样来，愿意分享，包括这个孩童怎么样愿意来分享，最后他们都得了一个非常，最后都大家都很丰富。
The next point I want to make is have faith in Jesus. Don't limit ourselves under the limit of this world.
我想讲第三点，就是说我们要信靠耶稣，不要把我们 自己限制在这个世界的这个局限在这世界的这个限制里面
stretch beyond the tradition and the comfort zone
是要我们去超出我们的这个安全这个习惯和我们这个舒适的区间
so I just want to quote directly from the VBS life application section that these sentences I just want to read it
我就直接引用在 VBS 里面的一段话
And it asks what if the child's face inspired those around us
他是这样说他说这个孩童的这个信心怎么样来鼓励了周围的人
maybe there were others who had just believed it could make any difference
或许那边有人也是有只有一点点食物但是他们不相信会有什么用处
But when they saw the little child give they decided to give too
但是当他们看见这个孩童在给给出的时候他们也决定也要给出
And then maybe some more give and some more
也许会有更多更多的人来会这样子做
Before they knew it there was enough for everyone to eat
他们在他们还没有意识到就已经有足够的食物给每个人
Maybe God's power physically multiplied the loaves and fishes of this single lunch.
也许神的能力就把这个饼和鱼就把它加倍的来变成这个更多的这个来食物来供应大家。
Or maybe God's power warmed the hearts of those gathered and inspired them to share. So it could be a combination of the two.
但也有可能是神的能力就温暖了这个那些来收集人的心让他们也鼓励他们能够来分享
So just as in the story of Elijah and the widow God's goodness is not just for the food from the food that he gave us
就像我们在以利亚和那个寡妇的故事里看到的神的良善不只只是他供应我们的食物
But also from the fact that he gave us each other.
更是说因为他把彼此给我们。
So God wants us to experience the relationship power.
神希望我们能够来经历这个这个关系的这个能力。
So look at us as a church. That's the power.
让我们来看看这个教会，这就是这个他能力的这个。
The last point I want to make is look at the predicament and problem not as a curse or trouble, rather it is an opportunity for a great solution.
我想讲第四点就是说，当我们遇见难处和困境的时候，我们不要以为这是一个咒诅或是个麻烦，而相反呢，我们要觉得是认识到这是一个机会。
So I want to give two stories or to my experience and one negative, one positive.
我想给大家讲两个我的经历，一个是正面的，一个是负面的。
And the negative one, and it is in this VBS I just experienced.
这个负面这个例子呢，是我刚刚在过去这个 VBS 里面所经历的。
So after it becomes the last day and the last session of the VBS.
是在这个最后一天的最后一个最后一次
I encountered this problem
我遇到一个问题
I know this crew this group of the people is the most difficult to handle
根据我经验我一直知道这群孩子一直是这一组孩子一直是比较头疼的
because I already experienced the 4 days before the last session
因为在最后这天一天以前已经前面有四天我已经经历过了
So I made up my mind I make sure that I have in control of this session
在那之前我就心里就下定决心我要好好的管好这个孩子这些孩子
And the last Bible story is about the most difficult one too is about the role playing of the story
最后一天的这个节目呢也是最难的因为他们要进行这个角色的扮演
And so when we ask the crew members who would volunteer to do the role play, many hands raised.
当我问那些孩子们说你们谁愿意来参与这个角色扮演，他们很多孩子都把手举起来。
And so we just randomly pick one to play the Jesus.
所以我们就随意的指得一个孩子让他来扮演耶稣。
But unknown to us, there's one boy is totally upset because didn't get picked.
但我没有想到就是有一个男孩子因为他没有被选中所以非常的沮丧。
And before that, he participated actively. After that, he totally withdrew from the participation.
在那之前，他非常积极的参与，但是发现他没有被选上，然后他就非常的，就好像什么也不想参加。
And very angry and very rude and tried to disrupt the whole process.
脾气也不好，非常的这个不礼貌，好像就把整个这个。这个故事这一部分都好像要破坏掉。
So, crew leader and me tried many times and tried to calm him down and tried to get him in without any success.
然后那个这些孩子小组长还有我们就努力的想让这个孩子再重新的来加入进来，但是我们都没有成功。
So at the time I thought it's his problem.It is somebody else's problem. I even blame the crew leader. You guys didn't control the crowd.
在那时候，我就心里就是在埋怨别人啊，可能是那个孩子，也可能是这个甚至我会想到，可能是那个孩子这个组长啊，没有把孩子们来管理好。
So I never thought that there's an opportunity. I only think this is a trouble. This is a disruption.
当时我想到的只是说这是一个麻烦一个问题没有想到这是一个机会
So not until I finished this writing this message and then reflect on this point by this incident I said did I do what God wanted me to do
但在我预备这个信息的时候我就想到了这个故事这个事情然后我就在反思说我有没有做到神想让我做的事情
Do I treat this as a problem, as a disruption, or treat this as opportunity?
我是把那件事情当作一个麻烦呢，还是一个只是一个搅扰呢，还是说当作一个机会
？I honestly, I treat it as a problem because I want to control it. My focus is so on completion of the program that I forgot that I have opportunity.
很明显，我当时是把这个当作一个。麻烦来对待的，因为当时我就想控制住局面，然后让这个 VBS 这个课程呢就顺利的完成。
So
没有想到是一个机会。
So but when I think back and said if I treat this as an opportunity，
当我回想这个事情的时候，我想如果我把它当作一个机会的话
，Why can't I run the same story twice and use different people role playing the Jesus？
但我想，或许我可以把这个角色扮演的再让他们演一次，这样就可以选一个不同的人来扮演。
But this never occurred to me during that time because I didn't treat this as an opportunity. I treated it as a problem.
但是在当时，这个念头从来没有到我的心里，因为当时我只是把这个事情当作一个麻烦，而没有当作一个机会。
So the lesson learned is, I mean, completion of the program is important, but to build a relationship and with each, so that we have the grace shown to them is more important than completion of the program.
所以我从里面学到，就是说，我们固然完成这个我们的节目非常重要，但是与这些孩子们建立一个好的关系，可以让他们。可以享受到更多的恩典，这个应该是更重要。
And so, but even this experience is a great gift blessing to me and to everyone involved.
即便这样，这个经历呢，对我还有所有参与的人来讲，也是一个很好的一个祝福。
Because that's the experience we can use for the next year.When the similar thing happens, we know how to handle.
因为我们可以从里面学习，这样等到我们以后再继续做这个 VBS 的时候，我们可以从中受益。
I think I don't have the time for the positive example, but just long story short, during the last half a year, I worked, as an employee, worked on a project to go live in for half a year, and we experienced a huge setback during the testing phase.
关于这个一个正面的例子呢，就是说。我长话短说，就是说，在过去这半年，我的在工作上，我们做了一个让一个这个公司这个项目上线的一个项目，在里面最后的这个测试阶段呢，我们有一个很大的一个挫折。
And the basic request to redo the whole thing.
基本上就是说，我们需要把整个这个程序呢，就要再做一遍。
And at the time, if we treat it as a problem, we'll blame all the other people.
在那时候，如果我们把这个也当作一个麻烦或者问题来对待的话，我们可能常常会指责周围的人。
But we eventually spend many days and figure out a solution we never thought would could be possible.
但结果呢，就是我们花了几天的时间，我们就。想到了一个解决的方案，是我们以前从来没有想到过的。
And so, fast forward to the actual go live.
然后很快就到了这个上线这个实际的这个上线的那一天。
Which is just last month, July.
就是七月上个月七月份。
Because of different reason.That for some reason the program is not promoted to the production, so the production version is the down version.
不知什么原因，这个真正的这个程序呢，没有上传到这个实际的这个环境里面，实际的这个怎么说呀？产品里面，结果呢，那个产品是一个比较一个过时的版本。
And so.In the production, we need to redo it also.
所以在这个实际的这个产品中，我们也需要把它重新再做一遍。
And so, but because we have the experience during the testing, we didn't panic. We already have a solution.
但是因为我们在这个测试的过程中，我们已经遇见了一个类似的一个问题，所以我们就不需要在那个时候恐慌，我们就已经有一个现成的答案在那里。
So the long story short of this, the example is that Jesus may give us a huge problem during our life right now.
所以我们学到的就是说，耶稣可能在我们生活中给我们一个，在目前给我们一个很大的难处。
Don't treat this as a problem or trouble.
不要认为这是一个麻烦或者说是一个困难。
And that problem could be COVID. It could be all the, you know, the negative or bad news in this world.
这个难处可能是我们现在面对的这个新冠疫情，也可能是这个世界上周围发生的很多事情，像战争或者其他事情。
Don't just complain, but treat it as an opportunity for a good solution.
不要只是把它看成一个困难或者问题。相反，我把它看成一个机会，我们要寻找一个解决的方法。
Maybe Jesus is trying to train us so that we are ready for the real thing comes.
也许耶稣是用这件事情来训练我们，让我们当在一个真正的困难来的时候，我们可以做好预备。
And so, so that's the message I want to share with every one of us here, and to.Get from why Jesus and God want to involve us in the process.
这就我想给大家分享，就是为什么耶稣或神在他在处理这个面对这个问题的时候，想把我们也能够包括进来。
Why he didn't even just do it himself without involving us?
这让我们明白为什么他不是就自己就把这个问题解决了，而是要把我们也包括进来。
Because he is involved us because for our benefit.
因为这样可以对我们有益。
And he want to train us so that we're ready.
他想要来训练我们，这样让我们可以预备好。
And he wanted us to experience the relationship with him and with him leading us through the whole journey.
他想让我们在这个过程中学习来信靠他，也经历来信靠他，而且他也会在这整个这个过程里面来引导我们。
And so once again, this year's VBS is truly a life experience for me and all the coworkers involved.
今年的这个 VBS 这个项目对我还有其他的很多同工来讲都是一个活的一个见证。
And I'm sure other coworkers can give a testimony and share more if given the opportunity.
我相信其他的同工肯定会有若有机会的话，他们肯定也有同样的这个见证。
But I want to close today's message the same way that as the VBS session normally do.
但我想今天就把这个信息的结尾呢，就像我们VBS 里面一个这个。每一天结束的时候一样的方式来结束。
And so this is how we close the session four. We said both stories, the Old Testament and New Story, taught us God's goodness.
我们在第四天结束的时候，这就是我们这样结尾的，就是说我们那天讲到了这个新约和旧约的两个故事，就说神是良善的。
Not only in the way He provides us food.
不只是因为他供应我们食物
，but by recognizing that God gave us each other，
更是让我们意识看到神给我们彼此。
The daily special for the day four is by God's hand we all are fed。
这个第四天的这个结束的这个口号呢，是说因靠着神的手，我们得喂养。
So God's hand can do amazing thing.And want to see what God's hand look like?
借着神的手可以做很奇妙的事情。
So this is what we do. Everyone raise your hand.
我们下面就说，大家每个人都把手举起来。
And then look around.
然后大家向周围看一看。
This is what God's hand look like.
这就是神的手的样子。
All of our hands.Working together to share, help, mend, and make God's word all God knows it can be.
我们所有的手，大家一起工作，就可以一起来分享，来帮助，来让神的这个神的世界变得更就像他所要做成的样子。
So all our hand together is God's hand. God's hand is manifested through.All our hands.
神的手就借着我们众人的手能够彰显出来。
So let's do the closing prayer, which is called a call and a response prayer. I will say one sentence, then you will respond with this daily special, which is, by your hands we are all fed. So I say a sentence, you will respond this every time the same thing, okay?All right, so let's practice, okay. Lord, you feed your people in the desert. And at the same time, raise your hand, okay? So let's do it, okay. Lord, you feed your people in the desert. You feed Elijah, the widow, and her son.
By your hands, we are all fed.
Your natural food nourished Daniel and his friends.You made it so that a child's humble meal could feed 5,000 and more.
By your hand, we all fed.
You gave us what we need for the day.
By your hand, we all fed.
Help us to reach out to feed your word, physically and spiritually.
By your hand, we all fed.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Yes, 基督的名祷告。Amen.